First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Second date update time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Eric. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. How's it going?
Great. Thank you for thinking about us for a second date update. We appreciate it. Tell us about your first date with a lovely lady named Caitlin.
I matched with Caitlin online, and we decided to meet up. Everything seemed great, so we didn't want to waste any time. We went out for drinks. It was awesome. So now, like, I haven't heard anything from her. I feel like she's ghosting me, which is really shocking to me because, you know, that doesn't usually happen to me. I'm usually do pretty well with females. So I'm just wondering what's going on.
Okay, well, then let's find out.
All right, we're going to put you on hold, and then we actually have Caitlin standing by on hold as well. So you'll be able to hear everything, and then we're going to conference you two together. Second date update on the Wake Up Call. Caitlin, hi.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. You are actually on a second date update on the Wake Up Call, 106.5 The End. We just got done talking to Eric, and I hope that you remember going on a date with Eric. He says that you ghosted him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. You do remember, and you don't deny it.
No.
Are you officially ghosting him?
Yes, I'm officially ghosting Eric. Eric is a terrible human being.
Oh my God. What?
It was literally the worst date I have ever been on.
What happened?
Eric is an incredibly large ass. He literally only refers to women as female.
I hate
and
that. I hate when men call women females.
Can you give me how does it come up?
Like, these females out here don't appreciate a guy that works hard.
Okay, I think I've heard sentences like that.
Okay. So is it just that he called women female?
No, he would talk about, do you guys know who Andrew Tate is on TikTok?
I have no idea.
Yes, I do. Yes. Andrew Tate.
He's very much a facilitator of the same mindset where he just kept referring to the guy as like, oh, yeah, like Andrew Tate, like he says. And
are
quoting
you
this guy.
I don't know who you're talking about. Are you talking about a man named Andrew Tate?
Andrew Tate.
Oh, Tate.
He very much thinks that men are superior. Women should be subservient to men.
Okay. We got to let Eric defend himself, though. Okay.
Okay. I guess.
Eric, you're back on. You've heard all that, right?
Eric.
Yeah.
What is it that you want to say?
Look, first of all, Caitlin is making it sound way worse than it actually was. You know, like, I thought we were having a great time.
No.
Oh, come on. No, like, nothing I'm saying is a lie. You know, like, females like guys that, you know, treat them like ass, you know, because otherwise.
No, trust me,
because.
No,
you know,
specifically
if I'm nice
said
to a girl,
that if you were an asshole to me, that I would be eating out of the palm of your hand. You literally.
It's true. I've dated a lot of girls, and I know that if I treat a girl nice, she wants to walk all over me and take advantage of me. But, you know, if I treat a female like a little bit, you know, she eats out of my hand. She
my
does.
Jaw is on the floor.
It's true.
Yeah, you guys see why I don't want a second date with this guy. This is terrible.
Eric, can I ask you a question? Do you have a mother? Like, I assume you were just hatched from an egg. Do you have a mother?
Of course I have a mother.
Okay, great. Do you believe she should be treated like trash simply for being a female?
No one's getting anybody treated like trash. It's just the dynamic. It's a proven fact that women respond to, you know, a little more like, you know, a heavier hand.
It's a proven fact.
Proven
Katie.
By who? Can I ask?
Look, just look it up. It's
could
look
you
it up.
Just look cite the source for me? You said it's a proven fact. Cite the source for me. It shouldn't be that hard.
Is the source Andrew Tate?
Great question.
Nothing wrong with Andrew Tate.
Well,
I mean, his last name's
Tate. Tate.
Here's another question, Eric. If this is such a great way to treat women, why are you single?
Damn. I go out all the time. I have no problem with females, like I said.
But that you didn't answer my question.
I think he's saying that it's his choice.
Okay, so you choose to be single.
I like to play the field.
That's a sports term.
Oh, I wouldn't know. I'm you just wouldn't a girl. Know.
Well, listen, this has been enlightening. We all learned something today. We learned how not to treat a woman, and we learned who Andrew Tate is.
I'm going to tell you something, Eric, right now, and maybe you'll like this. Any woman that responds to being degraded or talked down to suffers from low self-esteem because something bad happened to her. So understand that any woman, and let's start calling them women, just a suggestion, that is willing to go out with you if that's how you treat her is damaged.
How is that my problem?
Eric, have a great day. I've hung up on him. Caitlin, congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you. I walked away with my self-esteem intact. I stopped answering his calls. I didn't even have the energy to tell him how wrong he was. It's just bad.
Well, listen, have a great day and enjoy the holidays.
Oh, thank you so much. You guys too. Have a good one.